Rock 106 with Vince and Rosie, Constable Kara Hagen hanging out in the background, and we have a spooky guest in studio this morning in time for Halloween. He is Jeff Newman, local mentalist. Spooky, but friendly. You've already complimented my San Francisco Giants t-shirt here this morning.
I was pulling for him the whole way. I have a lifelong hatred for the Kansas City Royals.
Who hates the Royals?
Who hates the Royals?
I do.
Why?
It's me. Ever since I was a little kid, something about the Kansas City Royals just rubbed me the wrong way. The only redeeming factor they had was Bo Jackson.
Wow, you've already blown my mind, and we haven't even started with your mentalism tricks. So let's get to that.
What in the world does that mean, and how does one get into mentalism?
Well, a mentalist is a performer that does things that involve mind reading, precognition, influencing thoughts and behavior, hypnosis, things along those lines. Some claim that it's, you know, of supernatural, but I don't. I chalk it all to science, suggestion, and good old-fashioned trickery, where a lot of my methods either come from the world of magicians or fraudulent psychics or even psychology.
And people can hire you for birthdays, bar mitzvahs, corporate events?
Yeah. I'm an entertainer, and if you need someone to come entertain a crowd or hop table to table and talk to your guests and start conversations, or even MC an event. That's what I do.
Okay, now you're going to do a couple of things with Vince and I.
I am. First of all, does anybody have a quarter?
Who carries pocket change nowadays? Oh, wait, I think I might actually have one.
I definitely don't.
Vince is the hero.
Vince
is the hero. So now this is your quarter, yes?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to give it Kara. Kara, we're going to take Vince's quarter. We're going to put it in this little envelope here, and it's up to you to hold it safe. So make sure that there's no funny business. That is a real envelope. There's no holes. There's no solar panels. There's nothing crazy like that. She even smelt it, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Vince, You came here knowing that I was going to be here today, yes?
Yes.
However, you had no idea what I was going to do when I got here.
Not a clue.
Now, Vince, I'm going to ask you a very important question. Do you believe in fate?
Fate? I'm going to say no.
See, a lot of people do. A lot of people understand that there is this kind of power that guides their lives, or they call it destiny, or whatever they want to name it. I don't personally believe in it. However, I always find that there are strange coincidences that always happen, one of which happened just now. You came here this morning not knowing what's going to happen, but just by random probability, you happen to have that quarter in your pocket, which you gave to me, which went in that envelope into her hands, right? Rosie.
Yes.
There's something about every quarter that makes it relatively unique.
Okay.
And that's a date stamp.
Right.
A year.
Yep.
Do you happen to look at the year on that quarter before you put it in my hand?
I wish I would have.
Would you please pull out the quarter and just tell us what the year is?
2011.
2011. Now, in that envelope is something else. Would you please pull it out blank side down and hand it to Vince? Vince, what is that?
It's your business card.
However, there's something very unique about that particular business card. I wrote something on the back before I got here. Could you please tell everybody what it says on the back?
2011.
Wow.
That's usually how I start things, but we can go a little farther down the rabbit hole.
Do
if
me.
I want.
You're creepy. Get the hell out.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to get you to pick one of these books.
Okay.
He's picking a random paperback novel, and what you're going to do is you're actually going to pass it off to Kara as well. Now, Kara, there's a way I could have known you would have been here. I could have known that person. I could have creeped your Facebook. I want to randomize this as much as possible. So what I want you to do is, first of all, I want you to look at that book, make sure it is a normal book. And just for those of you who are curious, she's holding The Lovely Bones by Alice Siebold.
Okay.
Is it a good book?
It is a good book.
Okay. Kara, did you just speed read it?
Yeah.
Backwards.
Nice.
She's very talented.
Yes.
So I'm going to grab the book from you, and I'm just going to riffle down the pages, and you say stop whenever you like.
Stop.
All right. So what I'm going to get you to do, I want you to take a look at the very first word on that page. Got it?
Got it.
Got it. All right. So we're going to take that, and I want you to think of this word. Imagine what it is. If it's a thing, imagine that you're interacting with this thing, touching it, feeling it, interacting with it in some way. If it's an action, imagine that you're doing this action. It's neither of those. It's... All right. I think I've got it. I'm going to write it down here in the studio just so everyone else can know that I'm not cheating. I'm not looking through the book. I'm going to hand this actually over to Vince so he can verify this is something I wrote down. Did you think of the word collections?
I did. That's crazy.
Come on, Jeff. All you would have had to do was memorize every single first word in every single page in that book.
It wouldn't have mattered.
I'm a bit of a believer now. I'm not going to lie.
Kara was a pretty big skeptic.
He can't do that.
Yeah. It's something that I do that a lot of people initially approach with. They're very apprehensive with it. They say, nah, there's no way you can do this.
Yep.
And when I start doing things, especially when it comes down to the live stuff, I mean, here in the radio, in the studio, there's people out there who are probably saying, he's peaking, they're probably in on it, things like that. And obviously you guys aren't.
No, we'd love for you to fail.
Most people do. But especially when it happens live in your hands or right in front of you, then people have, you know, no real choice. For those interested who want to see a live show, we're doing one on November 8th at the Inferno.
Okay.
So that's something that's happening. Another friend of mine, Wes Barker, comedy and stunt magician, is coming as well. And he does his own style of magic. He tours around Canada. He does things as well.
And if anybody wants to get a hold of you, hire you out for corporate events or bar mitzvahs or whatever, how can they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me on my website, www.newmanmentalism.com, or they can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is the easiest one to find. It's at Newman Mentalism. And on Facebook at facebook.com/Jeff Newman Mentalism.
What's been the best and the worst reaction to something that you've done?
The worst reaction is probably when it doesn't work.
Right? Yeah. I would say the worst and the best reaction was the same one. I did a Halloween show last year, and I had a girl cry on stage, just break down in tears because she had no, like, she couldn't comprehend. It was equally the best and the worst reaction I've ever had, because you could see how much it affected her. And it was awesome because for anybody watching, it sold, you know, the power of what I was doing. But at the same time, I have this crying girl on stage.
And you just broke her heart.
Yeah, just crushed her and just, all right, well, here you go. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for taking part.
Yeah.
Can you do things on command? For example.
Yes.
If I said, guess the name of my crush/girlfriend, grade 7, that I used to slow dance to Def Leppard Love Bites with.
That is a slow jam if I ever heard one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, let's see what we can do. All right, let's get this down.
If he gets this is going
to
be good.
There you go. And show it to Rosie to make sure that everything is kosher.
So you gave me your pen. I don't have to write this down for Rosie. He knows.
Yeah, just the first name.
All right.
You want me to write it on that line there?
Yes. Fold it back up. So now we've got this. Now this is somebody that you slow jammed with Def Leppard.
Yeah.
In junior high, grade 7. Yes. Now again, we're going to borrow your hand again.
Giving it to Kara.
And you hang on to that. So again, you slow jammed with this girl to Def Leppard in grade 7.
Yes.
All right. Now I want you to think of this person. Imagine you're seeing this girl in front of you again at that age. I'm getting a from you. It's from Kara, not Vince. This name reminds you of somebody, but somebody a very interesting character. Like this name reminds you of a celebrity, but a couple. There's two that automatically come to mind. One that's rather new, and one that's been around for a while. Like, not like new as in like the last couple months, but she's funny. But then there's also another that sings.
Uh huh.
Did you slow jam with a girl named Tina?
That's pretty good.
Tina Fenton.
Tina Fenton.
And you were thinking of Tina Turner.
I was wondering where you were going, and then the comedian, I thought, what? And then I thought, Tina Fey. And I thought, wow, he's got it.
Yep.
Wow.
You have superpowers. I don't care if you don't believe in yourself. I believe in you.
Yep. Yeah, this is... I've started a small religion in the small Philippine Islands.
Jeff, thank you so much for being on the show
today. Thank you for having me. It was a wonderful time. I'm glad you guys had fun, because I sure did.